the Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Song Pop, you got to turn your barrister. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why you got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I got wore you that standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar, and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Terrence Pop here with another episode of Grunt Speak that actually is live from the lair. And today we are going to go absolute hog wild up in here because we are seeing treason and sedition in the open being exercised by members of the Democratic Party and, dare I say, some of the rhinos out there. Which stands for Republicans in name only. They're throwing around billions of dollars. There's billions of dollars of fraud. They hijacked USAID, weaponized the nonprofit world against us as a country. And now people are pointing fingers and making accusations. People are actually running for cover. Now, one has to ask the question, why all of this craziness in Minnesota that seemed to happen, I don't know, around the same time that all of this fraud was discovered and brought out into the public light. We're going to see the same thing unfold in many of the blue states out there, if not all of them, to include Michigan, which is a purple kind of state, but has several shitty blue cities that have been corrupt, I don't know, since the day I was fucking born on October 9th, 1960, fucking 8. Detroit used to be called the Paris of the West, and now it's an absolute shithole because of corruption. And they want to do that to the entire goddamn country. The state of California is pretty much going to get, I don't know, dumpified here shortly because they're losing all of their refineries and the stores are leaving the states and trillions of dollars and billionaires have moved out of the state because of their socialist communistic tax scheme. Let's just be honest here. We have a whole bunch of people in charge who are voting with their feelings. And you know what feelings don't do? They don't fucking math. And we're seeing what's happening when shit doesn't math right now. And we've assembled a whole bunch of people's work into one clusterfuck here. We're going to give them all a shout out for what they've done. We did not do all of this ourselves. We just picked up the pieces, put them in a fucked up collage of treason and sedition, and we're going to show it to you. Bring it on, Battle Dwarf. Let's get this thing rolling.
I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off right away and say there is no more Democrat Party. It is now the American Bolshevik Party.
Drink.
Bolsheviks. Drink.
We'll just get that out of the way.
Yep. And gentlemen, prepare for your prepare for it because you're going to need it. Because
it's bad.
It's bad.
Hang on one second.
All right. Now, as usual, Battle Dwarf has put together a huge collage, bubble map, what have you, of who found what, why, where, and where the money's coming and going from. Mm-hmm. And this is absolutely reprehensible that you need to get this information from a retired army guy who has a hobby of trying to save people from suicide using wisdom, logic, reason, and comedy. This is insane.
Yeah. So brace yourselves. First of all, like Pop said at the beginning here, I did not do all of this work myself. I've been watching the feeds, and I am acting as the 96 Bravo, the All Source Collections analyst, working in the All Source Collections effort, which was traditionally a large bunker somewhere where all of the All Source analysts sat and drank coffee while we actually did shit.
Yep, and then, he's basically the head intel guy who literally goes to all the other sources and go, I'll take a little bit of corruption and some of this backstabbing. And let's, of course, we got to have the assassination.
There was so much shit going on Twitter that I just started collecting links. And then I spent the last 3 days playing Connect the Dots. And you can see we have the American Bolshevik Revolution. We know that that's a thing. That is a link from James O'Keefe. I will show you that in a minute, but I want to show you exactly.
Steve, I want you to give a shout out to the person who blocked you on Twitter because you told them the truth.
Oh, Carlin Borisenko.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. That's fine. I don't care. We've been working on this shit for 7 years with the signal stuff. It started back in 2019. It didn't start yesterday. Okay. This has been all the stuff with the signals chats. We were intercepting that shit starting in 2019, and we spent 2 years intercepting that shit. Yep. We brought it to law enforcement, and they did pop saw some of the fucking reports. They didn't do anything with it. That's fine. That's their business. I don't really care. But watch this, okay? And I had to stop gathering data. There's probably 10 or 15 times what I have here.
Yeah. Now look at that. Wow. Again, if you guys want a copy of this, email redonkulous12@gmail.com. We'll get it to you.
I know I still owe people shit, but we've been having a crazy couple of weeks.
Now, here's another thing is you don't get this much data, which is out in the public, without the mainstream media knowing about it. So this tells me they know what's out there. They refuse to report on it because they have been bought and fucking paid for. They are propaganda shills, and they need to be shut the fuck down.
Yes. Now, on the upper left-hand side here, anything in yellow is a contributor.
Zoom in a little closer. So we can
see. Do me a favor. Stop running your suck for a second there. Sorry. Hang on. I'm trying to brief the screen.
Brief the screen.
These are individuals. Anything in yellow is a producer, creator, contributor, what have you. You're going to recognize a great many of them. There, of course, is the notorious Data Republican. She's a fucking genius. Okay. There's James O'Keefe. I've got some of his stuff there. Cam Higby is the one who broke the signal stuff for this time around. And you'll see over to the side a guy named over here named Comfort Eagle. He posted some of Cam's work. I traced it back, reaccredited to him. The point here is I want to make sure that when you guys are looking at this, You know that I'm not pretending that I did all of this work. There were a bunch of people out there. There are still a bunch of people out there doing great fucking work.
Fuck yeah.
If you don't know about Zero Hour One, you need to find that guy and follow him. Anywhere you see a dot, there are links. So there's dots on all of these. Zero Hour One is fucking killing it. Uh-huh. That guy is a fucking unstoppable machine. I love him. There's Millie Weaver. There's Carlin B. Even though she blocked me, she still produces some good stuff. Libs of TikTok is hysterical, but so much of his stuff gets so much coverage that I didn't use as much of that. As you can see, anything in orange belongs to elected officials. These are all people who are involved in the treason and sedition. Mm-hmm. Anything in red is an incident. We have a special on Tim Walz this evening, 2 for 1. Jimmy Rustlin is a little less known, but this guy is really producing some quality shit. Mm-hmm. So go find Jimmy Rustlin's tweets and take a look at his stuff because it's really good. What I wanted to do here is paint the overall picture using the work of everybody that's out there because it's really hard to follow 20 or 30 different streams.
Correct. Now, one of the main reasons we're given the credit is because we're...
They did the work.
They did the work. We have a code of honor.
Yeah.
We really don't lie to you. We're just putting it all into one big fucked up collage of treason and sedition.
Yeah. I wanted to give you guys a base to work from so you can follow a thing and go, okay, who talked about this? Who talked about that? That's where all this stuff going here. There's an account, Sarah is Censored. She just started really killing it the day before. No, but yesterday she started really freaking killing it. And she's going after elected officials and doing a really bang up job on that. The Skiff, he's fairly well known. He did a bunch of great stuff. Again, like Libs of TikTok, I didn't really put all of his stuff out there. Now, this is a term that came up. I know. Here's the signals operations. That's huge. This spider web is crazy. I realize that. It's fucking off the wall. But we'll try and walk through as much of it as we can.
Okay, now hang on.
Yeah.
All right. So whoever is behind this craziness that's taking place in Minnesota, okay, as a former Intel guy and Green Beanie who, knows this shit, I can guarantee you this is being copied and it's in every single state in the union.
Oh, yeah.
This is a huge, overarching, treasonous, seditious plot against this country.
Yes.
And the sooner we get enough people on their fucking feet not to take this and do something about it, the sooner it will fucking end.
Yes. Yep, that is absolutely correct. I want to say something about that real quick. I've seen people arguing online that this is an insurgency or this is a color revolution or no, this is a counterinsurgency. Okay, an insurgency is an attack on an established state. All right. We've already been through that. It started at Columbia University or thereabouts in the 1920s. And they did the long march through our institutions. They captured education. They captured our military. They captured our politics. They even captured the fucking churches. Now they've got the school boards and everything else. That was the insurgency. The insurgency's done. And they pretty much won it. They're just doing mop up in a couple of places at this point in time because we sat on our fucking hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. What you're looking at today is the color revolution. We did an episode on that in November called Color Revolution. Crazy title. Go back and look at that. This is a Gene Sharp color revolution. And it does have a lot of overtones of insurgency, but so does any aggressive action against an established government.
But we are starting to see some sling back. Mm-hmm. You're starting people come back to the church. You're starting to see more people get involved in the local governments around them, which is good.
Yes,
that's correct. We've definitely got to see some more laws passed to get rid of these career politicians and put some safeguards in against prosecutors and judges for doing their crazy ass shit from the bench. Period. That needs to happen. Otherwise, we're going to repeat this again. Depending upon how bloody this one gets, it'll be repeated again every so many years. All right. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Hang on. I'm nipping something in the bud here. Okay. There we go. Okay. Anyway, so the counterinsurgency in this case is us. And I had somebody challenge me on Twitter over that. I had a couple of guys challenge me on that. No, otherwise we're not the revolutionaries, and we have to be the revolutionaries because the revolutionaries are the good guys. Tell that to Mao. Tell that to Pol Pot. Yep. Tell that to Kim Il-sung. Tell that to Trotsky. Tell that to Lenin. Tell that to Castro. Okay? We're the counterinsurgency in this case. We are not the revolutionaries. In this case, the revolutionaries are bad. When we fought our revolutionary war, that was a revolution against King George. And that was the revolution because there was no counterinsurgency going on. There was no insurgency going on. We just stood up and said, fuck you, we're doing it this way. That was our revolution. But just because you're fighting back doesn't mean you get to be the revolutionary. That's not how the math works there. There's math, there's war math. This is war math. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's the war math on this. Anyway, a term that we came up with back in 2019 when we were working at that security group is NAIS, the North American Insurgency Syndicate. These guys have been hammering at us since the late 1800s, and they finally got to us starting around 1913, the whole Jekyll Island thing. And I know people are saying, oh, you know, it started in the South back in 1860. That's not the piece we're talking about. That's a different piece of the puzzle. You're not wrong, but it's just not this piece of the puzzle that we're looking at today.
Yep.
So, and then the schools starting in late 1920s, 1930s, the government in 1942, we covered that. Herbert Marcuse, we showed you that whole thing. We've done episode after episode after episode on this stuff. And there's a lot of people out there right now, and I am going to pat us on the back on this one. We started covering this shit years ago. Y'all are just pulling up to the table and looking for a plate.
Yep.
Okay. We did. We've been covering this shit for years. So, let's get to the treason portion of this. I'm going to pull this back.
All right. So, I'm going to say this before we actually... You dig into your thing.
Do that.
All right. This is what I want to see happen. I want to see the governors of these blue states, especially if there's rampant fraud going on, and they had sanctuary cities in their state, these governors need to be rounded up and tried for fucking treason. Mm-hmm. Period. And I knew this was going to be a big problem when I started hearing the rhetoric about sanctuary cities. I knew, that is basically, you know, during a insurgent revolution, whatever you want to call it, you got to have a safe place where you can build up your forces, strike out from. You know, you can use it as a base of supply and logistics. And that's exactly what these sanctuary cities are now. And they need to be crushed. And I'm not even fucking around. Period.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely correct. Absolutely fucking correct. So this really started catching fire on about the 24th. And any of you out there who are going to make some kind of freaking Hunger Games reference, fuck you and go watch Battle Royal High School, the Japanese movie from 2000, because the bitch who wrote Hunger Games just ripped off Battle Royal High School. Just want you to know, okay? It is Hunger Games is just a straight ripoff of Battle Royal High School. That's all it is.
All right.
Anyway, that pissed me off, by the way. So this started around the 24th, James O'Keefe starts picking up on it around the 25th. He says, Cam Higbee, one of our nominees for Citizen Journalist of the Year in 2025, is doing remarkable reporting. He's been on the ground for weeks grinding away. That's what it takes. What Cam Higbee did, and O'Keefe is right, is bust the NAIS signals chats. He got in there and got everything. Now, I know two other guys who could do this, a guy named Squirrel and a guy named Stronzo. And both of those guys have dropped off my radar. I haven't talked to them in a couple of years. I need to find them again. But they know how to do this shit as well. It wouldn't shock me with the quality of this work if Cam Higbee is secretly Stronzo.
Well, hang on a minute.
Asshole in Italian, by the way.
Now, here's the thing about these super secret squirrel apps that are supposedly encrypted.
They're not.
They're not.
Yeah.
Okay. There's laws on the books that mm-hmm. you cannot use anything inside the continental United States that doesn't have an encryption key given to the government. I mean, straight up.
No comment.
I'm just saying.
No comment.
If I was to actually invent something that was uncrackable mm-hmm. and I wanted to sell it, I no couldn't.
You can't sell it. Can't sell it. I'll put it to you this way. I guarantee you there are communication apps out there that are in play that nobody knows are out there. Not probably even right. our guys. I know this because what the fuck did we call him? This was a guy who had your version of the right way to do it figured out way back in 1999. Carp. We called him Carp. He was a senior staff about to make E7 who was not going to get married until he had done his full 20 and got everything done, drove a red Corvette and was just, he wouldn't date girls at all. He would not take that hook. He's like, when I retire, I'll go down to Columbia and find a 20-year-old.
All right.
Last I checked, that's what he did.
Good for him.
But anyway, he would write shit like this. We got to Korea with one of the groups, and this is not specifically a Korea story because he did this everywhere we went afterward. He comes in with a bag of phones, dumps it on the table. We're like, what's this? He's like, here's your phone. So what do you mean? He's like, oh, I hacked Korea Telecom. We're like, what? He's like, yeah, you can't see these.
Nice.
We're like, okay. Everywhere we went, he'd come into the room with a bag of phones, dump them on the table. We're like, why are you doing this? It was handy as fuck, let me tell you. So don't believe that. But anything you pull off of the app store, yep, you could get into it. Okay. Anything, Signal, WhatsApp, any of those chat programs. Okay, there's a couple of them out there that are better than some of the others, but they're all hackable, all of them. Anyway, Cam Higbee got in there, and this is the entire training manual for domestic terrorist patrols chasing ICE agents in Minneapolis. Keep in mind, this is the watered-down OPSEC version. All of the links to all of this are all going to be available, okay?
Look
mind what he said.
How long he's scrolling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Page after page after page. This is a freaking field manual.
I bet you can pull most of that. Comes right out of the Special Forces operation.